Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The Republic of Ireland get their World Cup qualifying campaign underway this evening. They'll face Serbia in Belgrade. Stephen Kenny has a lot of injury headaches going into the game with the boys in green without their two main goalkeepers. So we want to take a look ahead to the match now. I'm joined on the line by Gavin Cooney, sports writer with the 42.ie. Good morning, Gavin.
Hey Claire, how are things?
Good. I want to talk to you first about the undercooked players. This is what Stephen Kenny has been talking about in the latest press conference. Who's undercooked and why?
So Aaron Connolly and James McLean, two of the potential attackers for Ireland tonight, are undercooked because they haven't been playing with their clubs. They're both recuperating from injury. But the fact that they're there at all, Claire, is probably good news and against the trends that Stephen Kenny has been dealing with as Ireland manager so far, because there was injury doubt surrounding those two coming into tonight's game. So they are in the squad. They're fit to play some part, if not the full 90 minutes. And that's the good news, because otherwise, like you said in your introduction, he's missing his two first choice goalkeepers, and he's missing another six players that would have been in the squad. Some of those would have started through injury tonight as well. So the fact that in this strange world that Stephen Kenny is operating in at the moment, the fact that two of his players are undercooked is actually a positive.
It's a really tough start, isn't it? And just on the goalkeeping front, Mark Travers, he's the goalkeeper tonight. This is his senior competitive debut, though. What can you tell us about him?
Yeah, he's played a couple of times for Ireland in friendly games, but obviously there's no comparison between friendly games and a World Cup qualifier. He's a young guy from Kildare. I think he's 20, maybe 21 years of age. Irish fans will know of him because he made his debut in the Premier League a couple of years ago for Bournemouth in a big televised game against Tottenham. And he kept a clean sheet and looked really good. But ever since then, Bournemouth have got relegated and he's stayed at the club but has been their second choice. So he hasn't played a lot this season. So there's another... There's an element of the unknown again about throwing Mark Travers into a game as big as this, but his manager and his captain Seamus Coleman are talking him up during the week, and it's interesting that Stephen Kenny has given nothing away as regards his team selection tonight, but he has been very clear that Mark Travers would start tonight, so maybe that's a bit an effort to build up his confidence.
It's a tough gig for a young lad of 20 or 21, you know. It's a tough start, but look, maybe he'll take that pressure on board, absorb it, and do a great job. Let's hope that he does, and we wish him well. Stephen Kenny is under a fair bit of pressure, isn't he, to pull a result here?
I think he is, yeah. I mean, the basic grammar of what's happened so far is pretty grim. You know, he's not won any of his first eight games in charge, and he hasn't scored in the last seven of those. Add in extra time against Slovakia, that's more than 660 minutes without a goal. Like, you could watch the full first season of The Sopranos in the time that it's taken for Ireland yet to find
now, come
a goal
on.
Under Stephen Kenny.
That's like, okay, you're right, but it's a little bit harsh, isn't it? Because they have had extenuating circumstances.
Yeah, no, and you're totally right to talk about the extenuating circumstances. Like, I've never known a manager to suffer this amount of bad luck, in fairness. Like, I mean, he's lost, across the eight games in the autumn, he lost 14 players to injury and another 12 to COVID cases. And then there were another five players on top of that missing for other various reasons. So you can, like, I would feel quite sorry for him, actually, with what he's had to deal with. But, you know, there's only so many caveats that fit on the bottom line, Claire. And at some point, he has to get a result and argue something objective in return. And I think he probably needs that result, if not tonight, then definitely on Saturday.
So that brings us to Serbia. Let's talk about Serbia, because I was reading this morning that they are expected to finish second in this group behind Portugal. So they're not to be messed with.
Yeah, they're good, unfortunately. That's the bad news for your listeners. They do have many, many better players than we have. They have players playing at a much higher level, at club level. You know, they've guys playing in Italy, in Serie A, in Germany, in France, and Alexander Mitrovic, who listeners will know from the Premier League. Maybe there's some optimism for Irish fans in the fact that they might not be the most coherent bunch of players, because they're working under a new manager, Dragan Stankovic, who some of your elder listeners may remember playing for Yugoslavia back in the 1980s and 1990s. So there's hope maybe that they won't be fully clicked into gear under him.
He's really new, isn't he? Like, he's recently...
Only, He's only in the door 3 weeks or a month maybe at this point.
Okay, but there is hope.
Yeah, there's always hope, I suppose, in a football match. And he's full of fighting talk, Claire. Like, he's talking about how he expects to beat Ireland and he can't accept that Ireland can play better than him. So, you know, if Stephen Kenny wants to, we won't go into the realm of motivational videos, but if he wants something to pin up on the dressing room wall, maybe there's some material there.
Okay, so the expectation is probably right then that they will come second in the group. Look ahead then to the rest of the matches that are coming up, Gavin, if you will.
Yeah, so if Ireland's main ambition in this group should be to finish second and get into the playoffs for the Qatar World Cup in 2022, a good start tonight will be amazing on that front, but Ireland aren't expected. We host Luxembourg on Saturday, which is a game Ireland must win, and that is, to reach for an old phrase of Steve Staunton, that is a major banana skin for Ireland, because Luxembourg are would be cast as minnows of world football, but they have been improving of late. They don't score many goals, but unfortunately they don't concede many either. You know, they played Portugal and Serbia in their last qualification campaign and didn't concede more than 3 goals against Portugal, which is actually modest praise, but praise nonetheless for Luxembourg. So that's the big game on Saturday. It's at the Aviva Stadium, unfortunately without fans. And then there's no more qualification games again for Ireland until the autumns, when Azerbaijan and Portugal and then these return games come around. So the pressure is on Stephen Kenny and the squad to make a good start over these 2 games this week, because they'll have a long time to stew on whatever they pick up.
And the players who are out for tonight, any chance that they might be back for Saturday, or is that just wishful thinking?
Wishful thinking, I'm afraid. I think the best hope we have is that no one else goes down through injury, knowing Stephen Kenny's luck. No, so those 8 players I mentioned aren't even in the squad. You know, they're guys, most of them got injured beforehand. So the hope is that everyone stays fit and that there are no more positive COVID tests. The one great positive so far, Claire, is the fact that there were no positives among the first slate of COVID tests done before landing in Belgrade.
And how are you calling it then, Gavin?
Oh, I'd love to come on and say Ireland will win, but based off everything we've seen so far and what we know, I'd be expecting Ireland to lose, unfortunately, by possibly more than a single goal. But look, I'd ring me up tomorrow if it goes wrong, because I'd be delighted to eat my words.
We will. We will. And we will hope that you will eat every single word, and we hope that they win tonight. Gavin, thanks so much. Gavin Cooney there with the 42.ie. And you can watch live coverage of the matches on RT2 and the RT Player. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. There'll be a live blog on RTE.ie and the RT News app from 7. And live commentary of the match will be on Game On RTE 2FM also. Let's take a very quick break.